and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Storehouse of Love. The word devil comes to us from the Greek word diabolos, which means to divide. The devil uses every tactic imaginable to pit us against each other. Has there ever been a time when you have witnessed more hatred, vitriol, division, or acrimony in the world? To combat this bitter divisiveness, we Christians need to dig a little deeper into the storehouse of God's love. The devil loves chaos, and right now our world is full of it. The political divide between right and left, between conservative and liberal, between democracy and socialism is stark and uncompromising. Many people still use every chance possible to sow racial discord. The cacophony of words over the abortion topic have hit a fever pitch. The topic of illegal immigration is a volatile issue. Socialized medicine versus private health care is a scorching hot topic. And finally, of course, the stark division between Jews, Christians, and Muslims is ever ongoing. More recently, the topics of mask wearing and vaccines has split family member against family member, neighbor against neighbor, and friend against friend. Both sides of the debate are uncompromising and unwilling to even listen to or attempt to understand the concerns of the other. And if worldly divisions are not enough today, the division within Christianity itself is often on the front page of the paper. Almost every denomination has split over the gay marriage issue. Catholics are split into two camps over several issues. There is a divide over the ordinary form versus the extraordinary form of the Mass, between Latin and the vernacular of the people, and even between those who either love or dislike Pope Francis. Protestant churches are also divided. There are now too many denominations to list. We have Anabaptists, Anglicans, Baptists, Lutherans, Methodists, Pentecostals, Presbyterians, and non-denominational churches, just to name a few. Within each of these, there are fractures and divisions. Making the news most recently was the divide within the Southern Baptist Convention over critical race theory. Okay, by now you see my point. We as people are divided over just about every possible issue. Unfortunately, Christians are as divided as non-believers. So what can we do to combat the seeds of discord sowed by the evil one? We can start by recognizing the devil's hand in all of this. He loves this chaos. Division is his number one weapon. Whenever we see division, it is a safe bet that the devil has his hand in it somehow. We need to also recognize that Jesus desires to have unity. In John 17, verses 20 to 22, Jesus prayed the following prayer. I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I am in you, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. There will always be issues in the world that need to be resolved. As Christians, we should be a shining example to others. We need to call upon God in prayer and seek His guidance and grace. We need to seek the ability to have differences without being disagreeable. Mark 7, verse 21 challenges us to look inside ourselves and to realize that evil comes from within. It comes from our heart. This is where Satan has planted these seeds of division. To fix the world, to heal its wounds and to repair its scars, we must first ask God to help us fix, heal, and mend our own hearts. Going forward, each time we enter into a debate or discussion with someone who has opposing views to ours, whether that person is a family member, friend, neighbor, work colleague, or even an enemy, let's try to keep the words from an old Southern gospel song in our heart. The song is called Dig a Little Deeper in God's Love. Here are a few of the lyrics. Lord, I want to walk a little more like my Jesus would. I want to talk a little more like a Christian should. I want to dig a little deeper in the storehouse of His love, of His love. If we can always remember to talk with God first before engaging in debate, there is a far better chance for a non-acrimonious outcome. Personally, I am worn down by all the shouting and division. Are you? Sadly, I must also admit that I sometimes fall prey to joining into that division. I must pray hard to always respond in a Christ-like manner. Weary from all the shouting and division, I thought I would leave you today with three separate uplifting versions of the song Dig a Little Deeper. Each should bring a smile to your face. Let's all dig a little deeper into the storehouse of God's love. If you're listening to my podcast, I would encourage you to go to my website and look up today's message, Storehouse of Love, and there you'll find the links for three different versions of this toe-tapping, uplifting music. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, Jesus gave the world this message. I have told you this so that you may have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. Help me to always hold on to this truth and send your Holy Spirit to always guide my words. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at brokendoorministries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings